Focus is the ability to keep the beam of our attention on the subject of our choice for an extended period of time without distraction. The quality of our focus and the subject we choose determine the productivity of our work and the quality of our life. I was once at an airport lounge. The flight had been delayed by 2 hours. So as a distraction, I began observing what the others in the lounge were doing. Nearby was a group of young teenage girls. They were engaging in conversation with each other, but it was highly distracted because their attention would repeatedly go to their mobiles. They would look up to their friend to say a little, but then return to their mobile very quickly. By their side was an elderly couple that had been distracted when they arrived. But after sitting, they had begun conversing, and now they were completely focused on each other, oblivious of the world around them. On the other side was a group of young adults. They were engaging in conversation while sipping coffee, but their attention was on the cricket match that was coming on the television. This airport lounge represented a little microcosm of the world itself. Everyone around the world who is awake at this moment has their attention on something or the other. The problem is, this attention is not focused enough, or the subject of attention is not suitable enough. This generation of ours is the most distracted generation in history. Research has shown that when people work on their computer in the office, they change their browser window 566 times a day, which means after every 40 seconds, there is a distraction because there are messages through email, through Skype, through WhatsApp. And that mobile is also ever ready by the side to distract the attention. They may say, this is all in the spirit of multitasking. But you can obviously not do your best work in 40 seconds. You need to develop the ability for hyper-focus. Scientists have established that at any moment, thousands of bits of information are streaming upon us through what we see, hear, taste, smell, feel, and think about within ourselves. However, our conscious attentional space is extremely limited. We can only consciously focus on just about 40 bits of information. That is why sometimes there is attention overload. You walked into the kitchen to get a glass of water. You were also thinking of something and speaking to someone on your mobile. To discover when you reached the kitchen, you forgot why you were here. That reason for your visit had been knocked out of your attentional space because of an overload. Some activities which are habitual require very marginal attentional space. For example, washing clothes or cooking, You can do these alongside other activities, driving on a route that you are familiar with. On the other hand, other activities require much more attentional space, like texting. And hence, if you start texting while driving, there's going to be an overload which can result in accidents. That is why the instruction, don't text while driving. In this way, we have a limited attentional space, which we can either fill by focusing it on the subject of our choice, or allow it to get distracted by a subject that it finds entertaining. Like, for example, when we meditate, many people make this their goal, to empty their mind. Now, either you have the skill to do it, but usually, when the attentional space is empty, that empty mind becomes a devil's workshop, and hence the mind starts rotating in the world. That is why saints tell us, in your meditation, chant the name of God. Now the attentional space has been filled with the divine name. But even that chanting becomes mechanical. And hence, the remedy is to do Rup Dhyan meditation. Bring the image of your Ishtadev in front. The attentional space is now full. Throughout the day, some activities we do don't require complete attention. While doing them, we can also engage in conversation, be distracted by music, etc. But there are productive works which require our complete focus. And here is where the problem arises. We apply our attention to the work at hand and find it has gotten distracted. Why does this happen? Because our prefrontal cortex has a built-in novelty bias. Wherever it gets bored, it chooses a subject that it finds more entertaining. In fact, in this world of gadgets and devices, boredom has practically been wiped out. When was the last time that you felt bored? The moment people are bored, they switch to one social media or another website or the television, etc. And what suffers in the process is the ability to hyper-focus. Now, if we wish to develop our ability to focus, we need to be able to tolerate boredom. To do the work that is required and that is so productive for us. And this is where willpower comes in. To keep our attentional space on the subject of our choice, no matter how boring it is. I have talked about this in my latest book, 7 Divine Laws to Awaken Your Best Self. Let me read a little passage out to you. Building willpower is like weaving a cable of steel. You keep adding individual strands of wire to it. Finally, the cable grows so strong that it can even lift thousands of tons of weight into the air. Similarly, willpower too can be enhanced until it becomes like a shield, protecting us from the allurements and distractions all around. When students come to me and say, Swamiji, how to enhance our focus? I say, practice with your willpower. Every time the mind gets deviated, bring it back. Every time it's distracted, bring it again there. This will enhance your inner determination. The second key to focus is intention. Intention is like the bouncer. When you have a strong intention for the work, it will remove the distractions that come to your attentional space. So this intention becomes strong and pure. When the goal for which we are aspiring is lofty and sublime, to enhance the quality of our focus, we will need to understand the importance of goals in our life and how to set them for ourselves. This is what we shall do in the next episode of this 21-day series, The Purpose of Life.
Coming soon, only on JK Yog Music.